I'm like, no, I just keep my receipts.
Why are you saving receipts?
Seriously, and it reminded me of that episode in Seinfeld, like that one little receipt that you just put in the wallet. Just
I've always carried my wallet in the front.
That's how I do too.
In the front, it right seems now. Weird to put it in the back pocket.
No, I carry. Let me tell you why. I carry cash in my pocket. Carry my wallet in my back. Older kid I used to live with back in the day, like I lived in an apartment, so there's a lot of sketchy older kids. Uh-huh. He like came up to me. He was cool with me, but he's like, "Give me your wallet." And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Give me your." He's like, "If I'm taking your wallet, give me your wallet." And I'm like, "Okay." And he just taught me like a lesson. He was just like, "So if he ever says, give me your wallet," he's like, "Give me." He's like, "Throw the wallet behind him." And he's on, you just take off the other way. And he's like, keep your cash in your front pocket, keep your wallet empty. And he's like, you throw the wallet and you just take off.
I like that.
And I just was like, something has always stuck with me. I was just like, huh. Just,
so you still do that then?
Yeah, I mean, I hardly carry cash, but when I carry cash on me, like amusement parks or going out, like bars or whatever, I keep.
Cash always comes in handy, man. Cash, but I hardly carry it either.
Keep your cash in your front, keep your cash in your front pocket, because if anybody's going to stick you up for your wallet, that's the first thing you want is a wallet. They're not going to be like, run all your pockets.
Dude, does that still happen, stick ups? And like for wallets? Not really.
I mean,
no one carries cash anymore.
Nobody carries cash, but shit, there's a lot of homeless people out there, man.
Give me your cryptocurrency.
Give me something. They'll take whatever.
Well, they say, give me your password.
Give me your password.
Give me your password.
Ah, shit.
It's Bosco.
So you want with what's it called? The Ridge wallet? You want with that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's more compact. That's you know, cool, I can put my money in the front, you know. And
so you're not worried about being audited anymore. So you're not keeping those receipts anymore.
Yeah.
Most receipts are like electronic anyways, right?
That's all, That's why I'm like, what?
Tax write-off, man.
Just keeping receipts. Showed up to this tax man with a manila envelope full of receipts. He's like, what is this?
I went to Arco, I charged this.
Tax man's a Venezuelan Dracula, bro. He'd be like,
no. He flips his collar up and starts crunching numbers.
I'm fit to have to go back to him because I've been using TurboTax to be more cost efficient. But now that I have like an LLC with Undeniable,
I'm
going to have to pay like $800.
Do you really?
Every year.
Yeah, but everything's a write off, though.
But everything's a write off, so. So you keep your receipts.
Yeah,
so.
You should start going to them.
You know, I bought a hoodie for the company.
So, you know, I bought an iPad, an iPhone 13, you know what I'm saying? So
just to start going, man, I want to just say, man, get introductions, man. We got a nice familiar voice
Episode 44. What comes to mind when I say
my fofo?
My fofo. What about you?
Dude, are you kidding me? It's 4-4, huh?
It's 4-4,
well, first, you know, who's our guest, man? I'll give you something you're going to get a heart
so,
over.
So, from Hesperia, the Sheba millionaire, Mr. Compton taught me, Silk the Shockwood, my friend Ryan. Welcome to Undeniable Perception, family.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you guys. Hello, world.
Came from Temecula, right? Hesperia.
Come on, Temecula.
My bad, man. We're in with the O over here. you too, right? I'm Terry. Yo and the O. I'll tell you what, 44, man. It's funny, man. Vince Coley posted this the other day, and I saved this because I knew you love numbers. So he said, would you believe in the year Hank Aaron passed away, the Braves won 44 games before the All-Star break, 44 games after the break, and won the World Series the 44th week of the year. Aaron, of course, were number 44.
Wow. And 444, I've been seeing that a lot. That's like my angel number, bro.
Looked at the number 44, and it's related to achievements, accomplishing goals, and putting in hard work, and laying a foundation or grounding.
There you go.
There you go. See? So here we are.
We're set, man.
And what's crazy, too, my lady was watching 21 Jump Street, with Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
And what's
Tate Young.
Tate Young.
Jonah Hill.
And we're in the Jonah Hill. And they're in the part where they took drugs, right? And he got to like stage 3 or whatever. And he starts talking like all genius, like Matt Damon and Good Will Hunting. And all he wrote on the whiteboard was nothing but fours.
Oh, really?
And that's what I saw like before I pulled up here. I'm like, she's like, babe, look what he wrote on the wall. I'm all fours? That's crazy. And Kanye's 44 years old.
Dak's number four.
LeBron's got 4 rings.
You know,
he's got 5 rings.
He's got 5. Come on. Oh, man, we're going to roll.
No, he's got 4.
Does he go? No, he's got 5 quarantine rings.
He tied Kobe? He didn't tie Kobe.
Come on, do we not know how many rings
he
had? Come on, bro. He's got
2 in Miami.
Holy hell,
he's got 4. Yeah.
Damn.
I'm telling you, 4 is that number this year.
Man, LeBron got to get like three more rings, man. He's gonna get
three more. I doubt it. Easy. I think it's done. I think it's a wrap.
Oh man, I don't know.
I'm calling. I think it's a wrap, man.
They ain't looking good this year. They'd be giving up a lot of leads. Like, LeBron, I want to sleep.
LeBron's gonna get any more rings now.
I want to sleep with the Lakers made up by like 20, and I woke up to them winning by like 3 points. I'm like, what the fuck?
You talking about last night?
Yeah, against the Hornets.
Dude, the Westbrook's just wild, man. That dude is.
It's been too early for me to skin into basketball just yet.
I'm not into it yet, but I'm. I, you know.
You know, suffering the Dodger Wolves, and then more into the soccer right now. So I'll pick it up later.
I was gonna ask you first, and then you.
Right.
Do you guys believe in history repeating itself? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's a question of belief. It's just it is. It does happen.
History repeats itself.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give you guys this crazy number, or this crazy thing that happened. So the last time the Milwaukee Bucks won a championship, the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl the following year. Mm-hmm. The last time the Atlanta Braves won a World Series, Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl the following year.
Ah, man.
Come on, man.
I don't think that's what they mean by history repeats itself, bro. No? Thank you. No, what do they have it twisted?
I think history repeats itself by like
they're just talking about how
society, you know, society,
the
mistakes,
wars, that stuff like that, man. Not like this.
Not like sports.
This trivial.
I mean, I hope you're right. As a Cowboys fan, I pray to God you're right. But I mean, history repeats itself. Like you look at society, like you just look at things like how they repeat themselves. Like people, every generation, you hear the same thing. It's not as crazy as the last generation, but yet, like. We, by every metric, every standard, we live in, like, the safest times. And it's just, like, you hear people just say the same. Every generation is just like, oh, it's not, it's like how it used to be. It's not like how, it, back then it was so much easier. And it's like,
It was easier.
You just having the member berries right now. Like, that's what I want to add. Because that's, what, like, a lot. And then you look at, like, war. Like, he just pointed out wars. Like, like every war is, like, almost kind of, like, it's like always it's the same. They always start for the same reasons. It's always like these people did this thing, so we got to go attack these people, or these people are committing atrocities against like humans, like a genocide, or you know they're trying to exterminate a certain. And it's just like okay, well we have to go in there and we have to defend that. And it's just like it's like you said, it repeats itself. Mm-hmm. We've seen this.
But I guess what you're saying, man, it's not wrong. I mean, it's like you know, it's. I guess you could fiddle in that narrative, right? I read this the other day, man, but I think I'm late on the news because I don't really follow, like, basketball gossip or whatever. So that Karl-Anthony Towns, right? Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that thing about him liking them stating that for him to leave the team, was that recently and he said he got hacked?
Wait.
Oh, maybe it's old and I'm just reading. But anyways, but the whole point of this is the topic. So it's what happened. So, like, who's he play for? The Timberwolves?
T-Wolves.
Yeah.
Damn, T-Wolves have bad. They good draft picks. They never doing shit with it. So, anyway, so I guess.
No, Wiggins was a Cav. LeBron came in and said, "Pack up. We need Kevin Love."
So I guess someone put in there. Someone put on his, I think on his Twitter, like, "Hey, you should leave the Timberwolves," and he liked the comment. Right? You know, everyone fucking searched for this shit. So when they brought it up to him, I guess he said his agent called him, or he's like, "What the hell is this?" He's like, "What?" He's like, I just woke up out of bed. He's the only three people have my account. I was hacked. It's like, dude, but it was like the lamest lie ever, right? So the point is, why feel the pressure to lie about that stuff? Because he's just a young kid. He's just doing it. And then
it's the public backlash.
But it looks worse because everyone knows you're lying. Because if someone got hacked your shit, why are they going to just go find some random tweet and like it? Like, damn, I got that fool. Because you know, like...
No, it's like you say, like, why lie about it? Like, why don't you just tell the truth? Because he comes out and like, I don't want to play for Minnesota. Like, this team sucks. This franchise sucks. They've never been about anything. Like, you can't say that. Because the minute you say that, everybody, like, and even people that aren't even Timberwolves fans will come out and be like, how could you say that? How can you be... You ought to be grateful you're even in the league. And it's like, come on, man.
But really, people know that he's lying. That's worse. And then he's just lying to himself.
Would you say it's kind of...
It's just the pressure, right? It's got to be the pressure, right?
Are we going...
Like, are you saying like it kind of coincides with like the way Aaron Rodgers approached that situation? Like, it was kind of like...
I didn't even hear his shit, but he didn't lie, though, right? Oh, he lied about the vaccine.
Well, he kind of... He led them the wrong way. Oh,
okay. But here's the thing about him lying. He never really lied. He said, I'm immunized. You know the goofy word. He said that, and the general public bought him at his word. See, like, they didn't press him. They just said, oh, he's on our team. He's vaxxed. He's a vax guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and he wanted the NFL to accept it, but they're like, nah, we're not accepting it.
And then, the NFL said no. And the NFL and the Packers, they didn't say anything about his status until he tested positive. They kept it a secret.
But I guess what I wanted to get to, man, so I don't dive too much into sports, I guess just to use that as an example. But like you were saying, it's the pressure, right?
It's the pressure.
It's the feeling of that thing. But that's a slippery slope, right? When you start lying about stuff, just in general for yourself. So I guess I was trying to understand, like, is there things that you guys do to this day to try to be honest with yourself and to the people outside of yourself all the time? And is there shit you remember from the past? You're like, fuck, why the fuck did I lie about that shit? You know, that's something dumb.
I remember. Does anything come to mind for you?
I mean, I've had dumb lies as a kid, like lying to my parents, lying to my mom.
Yeah, as a kid.
I got older, I just was like just more honest about shit. Like, it's just because it's just like ultimately, it gets hard to keep up a lie. Like, you got to keep the story up, and then you forget the story, and then it's like, fuck, what the fuck did I tell him? What I tell him? And it's just like, but like at the same time, like if you're telling me like, hey, you're worth millions of dollars, you're a brand, you have you're literally like retiring your friends and family, like it's bigger than you, and you said, hey, all this goes away if you don't say this, it's like, well, let me just go ahead and just throw out a little lie, because it'll cycle in and out, it'll be gone in a day, but eventually like it'll catch up to you, like nothing, you can't really hide anything in the public eye no more, it'll catch up. And then it's like, well, I mean, come on, like, and I think the fear of losing everything, just losing everything, that's the thing a lot of people, like, they're so, like, you, like, they're just so scared, they're paralyzed by the fear of, like, having everything, and being at the top of the mountain, and just losing it all, like, I don't live a first class lifestyle, but I couldn't imagine, like, flying private, getting car, like, first class dinners, just millions of dollars, and the idea of like one thing, like something I say, something I do that somebody don't like, all that's gone.
Yeah, so I think just like in my everyday life, I try to be like, man, like examine yourself, right? Yeah. Like, and just for us, because we can't imagine me and them, so enough about them, like in terms of your own personal life, right? Like, you do not that you think about stuff like that, like, oh, how am I lying to myself about anything? Am I being honest in my responses or anything like that?
Yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, I try to give myself a moment to just self-reflect, you know, to see, like, what did I fuck up on and examine like that. But like Ryan said, you know, I just try to, like, live an honest life, you know. I don't lie to anybody about any type of situation I have. If anything, I like to be more vocal about it. And back to, like, what you were saying, like, the fear of, like, having everything and then being wiped away resonates with me, because I do see a lot of people now in this day and age of like being industry babies and just being enslaved to like a contract, I would say. So like, not enslaved in a sense, but just having that contract and that's all I have. So if I lose this, you know, I'm not going to have this house anymore. I'm not going to help
myself. And it's not even really the contract per se. It's just the idea of like, everybody puts you on their shoulders and you're the man, and then all of a sudden they dump you off your shoulders like, fuck this guy. Yeah. Because, and that's, to me, is what I think that's what messes up with a lot of people. Everybody wants to be liked. Everybody wants to be accepted. Yeah. And then the second, you know, what? This dude did this. Well, fuck that guy.
Like, but in a way, if we examine that, isn't it like, that's just par for the course, man? Because this idea of celebrity and this idea of being idolized and all that stuff, that already in itself is dumb bullshit.
Yeah.
Right? So we buy into this. We do. And we're like, and if it's you, you're like, yeah. So then when you drop it off the pedestal, now you're going to cry about it. It's all part of it. The idea that you accept it, like, oh, I want to be praised or liked and all this other stuff, that's dumb too. So when I hear people complain, like, oh, they don't like me anymore, cool. You shouldn't have been liked to begin with at that level. It's just dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
But we
somehow
forget that, and we think like, oh, that's fucked up. You know, mm-hmm. it's all bullshit. It's all ridiculous.
And that's what, like, to, like, your point is, like, it's all, like you said, it's just all bullshit. It's all, like, nonsense. It's all, like, I don't, like, I try to live honest. I try to live, like, righteous. And when I say righteous, I don't mean, like, holier than thou. Like,
yeah.
Say your prayers. I mean righteous in the sense, like, at the end of the day, when you say, like, self-reflect and you think over, like, did I try my best? Did I at least, like, did I at least give, like, effort? Was I honest to my loved ones about things? Like, just shit like that. Like, be, like, righteous. You stand by your beliefs, your principles. Like, I have a set of beliefs and principles that I'm not going to, like, sell my soul for. Like, this is what I stand by. And just stand by, like, your beliefs. Like, that's the thing. A lot of people, like, their beliefs and principles, like, they don't, like, they have principles, but they're not, like, it's very, like, it's very, how do I say, like, it can be bought. It's very, like, you see a lot of people, like, if they get a crazy, like, job or making so much money, they always say, like, I would never do that to people. Like, I would never, like, put people out on the streets. I would never do that. And then it's, like, you got that job making 100K now. Now yeah. It's, like, your job is to put people out on the streets. Are you going to, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, well, fuck, I'm making 100K now, like. I know I said I wasn't going to do that, but now I am doing that. And it's just like, you get what I'm saying? It's just like, I feel like everybody has a price. And that's the thing is like, do you, like, you have to tell yourself, do I want to be a person that can be bought? Like, that's what I have to, like, tell, like, part of my, like, when I say, like, I keep saying righteousness. Like,
I feel like we all draw a line somewhere. Yeah. It just depends how far you draw that
and that's,
line.
That's
how far back,
say,
or how far where, back where you does draw that line.
Where's your line at? And that's my point is, like, it's like, I'm not married to my beliefs. I'm not married to my opinions. Like, a lot of things I felt like one way about, like, a year ago, I don't feel the same about today. It's just, like...
Is there anything that you guys feel that it's better to lie about?
Honestly?
Maybe even small or dumb. There is, right? There are things, right?
Can I be, like honest? Yeah. Like, I feel like we're getting to the point, like, with this thing, the jab, where we're gonna have to, like, white lie, like, and I don't want to do that. I want to be able to tell people, like, no, I don't have it. And it's like, now it's like, you can't really say that because now you're gonna get, like, all this stuff.
Talking about the vaccination.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's like, now I feel like we're getting to a point where I can't be completely honest. Like,
you sure, man, because it seems like there's a lot of momentum with the unvaxxers.
There isn't it. What momentum, though? Like, what do you define as momentum? Because, like, all the legislation, like, flying, everything you need, you can eventually have to have a vaccination card to do.
Yeah.
So it's like, what momentum? Like, Instagram? Like,
well, that's where the...
Like, you turn on the TV and you saw the news covering, like, 12 angry people? Like, that don't... It's like... That's
like 40 million people that aren't vaccinated? Is it a lot more? Or, like, 40% of the population isn't?
I don't know the exact numbers,
but there is a lot of fake vaccines.
But there is a lot of fake vaccines.
And I do find it weird, though, because I was watching, I never watched it, Shannon Sharp. Like, that dude legit was like, I'm surprised Kyrie didn't at least fake the vaccine. Try to get the fake vaccine. And I was watching it, I'm like, why is he saying that? I'm like, now I know why, because there's probably a lot of people that have it like that.
Or got exemptions, or said something like, oh, yeah, can we just say that I am? Because at the end of the day, it's like, I'm a performer. I'm not a spectator. It's like, rules for thee and not for we. So it's just like one of those things. It's just like, you said, like, we're going to have to start, like, do you feel like at a point, like, I think that's where the crux of, like, having to lie to people, that's where it's going to have to, because I have no problem lying. I have no problem,
like,
being honest with
you. And
me.
I guess I was thinking just, like, in a minor way, but yeah, no, but that's true, because I was thinking about, like, if, like, have you ever told someone their kid's not cute? No, right? Like, that's the time where, I mean, like, it's not going to hurt them. No. You know what I mean? Like, there's no weight behind it. It's not going to hurt them if you're like, hey, fuck, your kid's cute, man. You know what I mean? As opposed to, like, damn, nah. But that won't hurt them. I guess, I mean, like, there's lies like that. Carry no weight. Like, why? Why bother with it?
Why
bother?
Or, like, keeping the past that's, like, in the past, like, just leave it there. Like, why even bring it up?
Or dig it up. Yeah.
Or dig it up. So, exactly.
Yeah, but no, like, I mean, I try not to go around, like, having to, like, fib or lie, but, like, you asked if there's anything I feel like that's going to cut. I think that's the only, other than that, like, no, like, I just, ask me anything. Like, I'm just, what do you want me to tell? Like, I'll tell you the truth. Like, you're either going to get mad or you're just going to be like, oh, that's interesting and want to talk about it. I mean, And if you get mad about it, like, what do you want me to do? Like, I can't. That's the truth. Like, I can't change it. I can lie to you and make you feel better. But then it's like, come on, man. Like, that's what I always ask people. Like, there's times at work when they're like, hey, you want to do this? I'm like, you want my God honest truth or you want me to give you the corporate answer? And they're like, come on. And I'm like, no, there's just two. Because there's going to be two. Like, if you want me to give. No, I don't. I don't want to do that. I want to go home. Yeah. Like, I want to end my day. I want to go home. Like, I'm tired. Right. I don't want to be here. You can't say that because I don't want to be at work. You don't want to work. You don't want to be part of the team. You don't want to help.
He ain't about it.
Have you? You don't bet. So that's why I ask. You want the honest answer? Or do you want the? Do you want? Do you want me to tell you what I think you want to hear? Yeah. I always do that with people every time. Like, what answer do you want? Do you want the honest? Because I can give you both, and then it's you know. So
I would always be like, give me the line, man. Let me hear that.
Let me hear the line.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Two chains in the line.
Yeah, I want to be here, sir. I'm here to help, and I'm here for the team.
OT?
Sir.
I'm like, cool. I'll take the line. I'll take you back to work.
Exactly. See? But see, I've had managers tell me that. I've had bosses be like, hey, man, give me the lie. Like you just did. I'm like, all right, I want to be part of the team. I'm here to help.
Yeah,
I'm
giving me the option, team, sir. And I need you here.
And they're like, all right, cool, do this. All right, you got it. And then that's that. And I just do it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, cool. Like, we both know where we stand. And it's like, it's as opposed to like, oh, go give me your truth.
No, yeah, sugarcoating it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I want to hear your truth.
I wanted to ask you this, and I think you failed to do it, man. You said you were going to do it.
What?
Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. That dumb stem cell thing? Not dumb.
Oh,
not
nah.
That stem player? You finally got it. Bro. Give us a breakdown. You finally got it.
The stem player.
After 6 months, right?
Nah.
When did you order that?
August 29th.
Oh, that's not bad. So how is it?
It's dope, man. I just need to mess with it more. I've been so busy, bro. But it's cool, man. It gives you like four different levels. So it's kind of like GarageBand where you could like have like...
One's the beat. The bass, the drums, the vocals. Yeah.
Okay. So what have you been doing with this?
You could just make a loop. So like in a certain section, you could like loop it and then you could like rewind it. And then you could like make it a cappella.
So you uploaded a song there?
It gets preloaded with the whole Donda album.
Okay, so you could fuck with that, but then from there you could do whatever.
Yeah, you can upload it.
There's a bunch of other albums on the stem player that you can get, and like I've seen.
You got it too?
I don't have it. I've just seen people. There's a lot of shit. I've seen people like on Reddit do some crazy shit with their stem players and make some crazy remixes, and it's. So like it's a hell of a thing, man.
It looks cool, man.
I'll bring it next time. I forgot, dude. On the drive over here, dude, passing Skate Express, I was like
that's something. That's like a new wave of innovation that I saw, and I was like,
it's dope as fuck because he's like, doing one hand.
I'm it's like, only palm, it's one hand. You can literally like
you're a DJ the size of a hockey puck.
You're a DJ, probably pretty much.
And you're a DJ, like you said. You're a DJ, and you can just like you can control your own song. You can make your own songs. Like it's. It's one of those things, like you said, like GarageBand, or like how the beat machines were when we were kids, like the Fruity.
I think it's cool looking, man. I think like I'm all talking shit about a delivery, man, but fucking me because I'm just annoyed because today I got in the mail this item I ordered, and I looked at it. I ordered it in September, right? So I finally got it, right? But it's from Europe, and I was like, hell yeah! Opened it up. I was like, oh, it's kind of small.
It's that Wish.
I'm like, it's kind of small, and I was like,
you got a 6-inch.
The neck is kind of wide, so they gave a Radiohead shirt. They gave me a large in Europe, which is a men's. I'm sorry, which is a medium in the United States, and it's a female shirt.
Oh.
Man, I ordered a large men, and it's this fucking small. Oh, so I hit them up by email. I don't know with all the storage containers that's gonna matter if they're gonna hit me back or not.
That sucks. It's
a dope ass shirt too, man.
From the UK.
Wait, mate.
Speaking of different countries and different states, I know you got what, two brothers and a sister, right?
Yeah, they're in Arizona.
And nephews, and so one's in Arizona. Don't you have a brother in Vegas too?
No, my brother was in Reno. Well, he was in Vegas and he went to like Texas. That fool's been all over.
So he's all over the globe.
They went back up to Reno and then he's going back down to Arizona.
And then your grandma was in Australia?
No, my grandma? Yeah. No, my aunt. My aunt, my dad's sister, she's in Australia.
She's in Australia.
For work. She went there like 4 or 5... I think she's back now, actually. She got back. But she... And that was like a culture shock.
Talk to us about that, bro.
I haven't personally talked to her about it. I talked to my dad a lot about it. And my dad was like, she hated it. Because basically over there, it's like... When you go to... The other thing, like, other... Like, I get America, we're not perfect and all this shit. And we do foul shit to immigrants and all that stuff. But like... If people just took like 30 minutes out of their day and read how other countries do immigrants or like people with working visas, they'd be like, holy hell, like, this is crazy. So, like, my aunt makes really great money. She's an accountant. Like, she went to Australia, new, like, job opportunity, more money, all this stuff. She thought she was going to love it, like, new culture, all that good stuff. So, first thing about Australia, like, when you get there, you're on a visa, you're not, so, if you're not a citizen, you have, like, no rights. Like, you have, you're, you get no, like, you have zero, like, rights. You're just a visitor, and that's what they treat you as, a visitor. So, if you're on, like, a work visa, you can't rent, like, there's certain housing you can't rent or buy. You can't even get a car. You have to, like, you literally have to, like, ride public transportation. Wow. And, like, my aunt, like, figured all this stuff out, and she's making, like, really good money, and she figured all this, she had like no rights, then she's black, so on top of that, you know, the Aussies, there's true colors start coming out after living down there for a little bit, like, oh, wow, it's, I thought you guys were progressive, I was told this is a progressive place, like, what the, yeah. Like, wow, they're fucking pretty cruel down here, and so, like, there was that, and then she's a woman, like, down there, it's different for women. It's not, I don't know, like, maybe they're equal. Australian women are equal. I don't know, but they didn't, like, again.
So they just treat you like an unwanted visitor.
You're unwanted.
If you're a visitor at a Mexican household, you feed you, oh, you want to take the bed, sleep on the bed.
You know, yeah, like, I was tripping out, like, because, like, there's an immigration poster in Australia, like, of, like, Chinese people in, like, a raft. And the thing says, like, do not come here. We will send you back. And it's just, like, a Chinese family, like, floating on, like, a raft.
Are you serious?
Give it a wow. Go. Like, I'm not. Damn. And it's just, yeah. Like, Australia's, like, people think Australia's, like, oh, my God. They don't have no gun. Like, gun murders are just so progressive down there. And it's not like that, man. Like, yeah, we're like getting, that. We're
every,
getting.
Every country has its bruises, right?
Every country has its bruises. But what I mean, like, is just you see people's, like, why can't we be like Australia? They don't have mass shootings. They have, like, they have health care for everybody. Like, you don't see them, like, doing this. And then it's just like, well, first of all, like, the size, like, Australia is, like, the size of the continental U.S. And then on top of that, it has, like, L.A. has, like, double the population than Australia. So you're looking at, like, something about, like,
well, we pick and choose, you know? We pick and choose what we want to look at and highlight exactly. And all this other stuff. And it all depends on the argument and what the feelings of the emotions are at the time, man.
Yeah.
Have you guys fucking seen anything good lately or read anything?
Like, good?
Or bad, man, if it's worth fucking mentioning.
I mean,
Oh, dude. A movie that you recommended, I couldn't even finish it, bro. I got to, like, 30, 40 minutes and, like, Titan?
Tintin? Man, let's get the fuck out of here, man.
What is that?
Titan, yeah, you didn't like it.
With a girl and she's pregnant or whatever.
You didn't like it?
Nah, so, bro. We couldn't even finish it.
Why'd you stop? Where'd you stop?
My girl couldn't finish it. There's one pivotal moment where I think she tries to, like, abort a baby, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
But yeah, but it was just a bad movie. I didn't like it, bro.
Man, you see something soft with your beard, bro.
I saw some.
You're hiding a weak chin underneath that beard.
I saw some weak chin.
I got a Caleb plant.
I saw a movie with a bunch of black cowboys. It was pretty cool.
Dude, it looked Netflix? Bad, man. With Idris Elba?
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
It's not that
I'm halfway
bad.
Through.
I What's like, it called again?
The Harder They Fall.
Oh, okay, yeah. But isn't that a callback to that one film that was made years ago?
It probably is.
The Harder They Come. I'm sorry, I think it was The Harder They Come, my bad.
Probably.
No, but back to Titan.
The Harder They Come. Isn't that a Riley Reid movie?
It could be, bro.
Part
it's a famous soundtrack. But no, I mean, I'm telling you, man, freaking Titan account. I gotta start recommending things to this guy.
Man, I saw it on the list. I'm like, let's watch that, babe.
Dude, it's art house to the max.
Oh, it's one of those.
But it's so fucking well done.
It's like black and white art house?
No, this is it's not like the melancholy kind. It's like it's in your face. It's fierce, but it's beautifully shot. And it's talking about when you think you see movies here in the States and you think, oh, that's odd. Nah, man, this is odd.
But it's done so well,
it's French.
Ooh, that's what fue.
The first thing I said, I'm like, it's going to be nothing but sex scenes.
Got the pump door, bro.
As soon as it started, bro, I'm like, I knew it.
French film. Yeah, that's a big flat.
You didn't even think it was funny?
It was just weird, bro.
To be honest, she starts murking everybody. But to be honest, though, like, overseas has been killing us in movies for, like,
South Korea,
for like 10 years already, man. Like, 15, like, every country makes
better. I don't want to go that far.
Bro, what's the last?
Everyone's got the great.
What's the last great original American movie you've seen?
The last great
original. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Besides Tarantino, come
on,
man.
And I mean, original's kind of tough because there anything
Wolf of
really,
Wall Street?
Is there anything really? Is there anything really that's wholly original?
That's my point.
But I'm saying that's anywhere. That's in every country, though.
Yeah.
But Parasite was pretty original.
I mean, but I'm saying, what do you call as original? Like, I think one of the best films I've seen. That's a long ago, man. Even though it's what a good 4 or 5 years removed, Manchester by the Sea. That's one of the best films anywhere.
Oh yeah, Manchester by the Sea.
How about great A writing?
Casey Affleck. What about not Midsommar, but the other one?
Midsommar was cool. Oh, Hereditary.
Hereditary. That's an original.
That's a great movie, but that's A24.
Or Get Out. Boom.
This guy.
Get Out.
Get Out was all right. It was all right.
You just murked this guy, huh?
It was all right.
We just treated him like Jay-Z treated him.
What's West Side Gun say?
Oh, man, come on, man. What y'all? No, Get Out was.
There's too many, bro. There's too many, man. Any P.T. Anderson film?
Yeah.
I mean, The Fucking Master, bro? The Fucking Master?
Because Uncut Gems was a hit.
Uncut Gems was a hit.
There's just great films everywhere, man.
There's great films everywhere.
But that's what we do. We compare shit all the time, which I'm trying to step away from.
It's
true. But we compare, we take everything like in the sports context, right?
Yeah. That's true. We always compare.
And we're like, oh, it's better than this.
And the goat and all this.
Because it makes it fun, right? It makes it fun.
Thousand goats. Yeah, it got really ghosty to hit the pasture.
But yeah, I gotta stop recommending shit to you. Everything I recommended, he just stops halfway.
Dude,
like Lamb, you know, like Lamb.
No, I finished it.
Yeah,
I just didn't.
Did
like
you guys like Squid Game?
I liked it.
I didn't care.
It was just too like. I guess
it was,
everything.
It was corny, dude.
What is it called when you can guess just, everything in a
show? That's like my mindset. So I'm such a like a. I'm such
predictable.
A,
it's almost
too predictable.
It's very predictable.
That's
what cheesy.
I didn't like.
It was cheesy writing.
It's a phenomenon. People loved it. That's cool.
People wanted it. It was a Korean. It was a Korean show. People like to feel like something. I'm watching a Korean show. It's like, really? Have you seen Old Boy? Talk to me. You watch
Old
Boy. Talk to me. You watch Old Boy. We'll talk about that.
Oh, Old Boy's
legit. You get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying?
The Spike Lee version.
Not the Spike Lee
variety. No.
Dude, greatest revenge of all time.
Oh,
bro.
Man, what I'm saying is I feel like Squid Game was like low hanging fruit for like the Koreans.
It was well made.
They threw the Americans some dumb low hanging fruit.
I mean, it was well made, it's creatively done, so artistically it looks cool. But really, the writing, man.
It was terrible.
Like,
it was
so corny and cheesy.
Man, I was calling, like, because my girl finished it before I finished it. There was, and she was like, oh, you got it. I watched the first episode before she did.
Uh-huh.
I ended up knocking out on the second episode and never got
first
back.
First episode
to.
Was solid.
It's great. First episode was off. I was like, oh, shit, I'm hooked. Red light, green light. So, like, she binged it with
man, you noticed there was no yellow light?
That's what I'm saying, for real. Yeah.
Oh, got that. Wow. Hey, for real.
I know, man.
I know what you're saying. I caught that.
Oh, shit.
No, but she finished it before me. She ended up, like, binging with her family. And she's like, oh, my God, you got to watch it. You got to watch it. It's crazy. And I'm like, oh, like, all right. Let me see. Because I had the group chat going off. Like, oh, but...
Yeah,
so I was like, I gotta see this. I gotta bite into the hype. I gotta become
a
hype
conversation.
The group chat's talking about
it. Everybody's on it. So I finally get a day off. I'm like, all right, I'm binging it. I'm gonna get through this shit, man. By episode 4, I was calling out the shit with the brothers. I'm like, that's his. I bet you this dude's his brother. And our girl's giving me that look, like,
yeah, I didn't know.
Like, no, like, okay, yeah, you're wrong. Like, yeah, we're smart. And I'm just like,
just
come
silly,
on,
man.
And I'm just like, and I'm like, okay, like the part where they had to pair up. I'm like, okay. The fucking girl with the brother, she's gonna get to live, and I bet you this chick's gonna give her some sob story about she has nothing to go to. And she's gonna be out front. And she's like, how do you, I'm like, cause it's just, I could tell a writer's room, just lazy writing, so just like, okay, we gotta get this done.
But you
and then
but
it's
you,
just like, how about we make the,
oh, we all finished it, right? So
but you,
some
but
right
you
now.
Benjamin, on, you Benjamin buttoned it.
Come on,
that's
man.
Gonna be the new term.
Come on, man, you finished it. That's the same thing my lady told me. You finished it, didn't you? I'm like, yeah, because I done committed 7 hours.
Got,
dude,
they got,
let me
that's
get
what I'm
the
saying.
Last
they,
hour.
They still got their cookie,
it's
man.
Like shit, man.
Freaking, I did enjoy Midnight Mass, man. That was good.
I gotta watch that. I'm in second episode.
It was on Netflix. I binged that, man. Well, I mean, watched it throughout like 2 weeks or whatever.
You guys watch new season of Curb?
Oh, yeah, I'm caught up.
I haven't started yet.
Man.
You can't eat the middle of the table?
Okay, man. You gotta watch it.
Oh, it's so
I haven't started Succession either.
It's lit.
You like that show?
I do, but now I'm like dragging through it because I'm like, okay, it's the same shit. You know?
This show, I called the first season. It's just the first.
It looks whack to me.
It's just
good, man.
It's just it's the same writing tropes, bro. The brother, pussy farts, constantly.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it's just like and bit after bit after bit, but it's a fun watch. But now I'm like, you know what?
Is that when Macaulay Culkin's brother?
Yeah, he tries to be snarky the whole show. Pussy farts, fart butts. It's like, come on, man. Like every word he does is like some crass. Like it's like,
yeah, it's like that's his beat.
Dingleberries. It's like, okay. Hey, like, God, we get it, bro. Like,
fuck, you know what? I did binge something recently, and I was like, damn, and it was okay. But, I mean, it just, I mean, we're all talking shit, but obviously it's very difficult to put all this shit together. Narcos Mexico Season 3.
I haven't watched Narcos since they killed off Pablo. Yeah.
Okay. I kind of finished the one with Diego, dude, the first season, Mexico. Dude. I got to go back to it. Diego Luna.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the
and
first
And I just binged him, because I just like the characters, but it's like the writing's whatever on these.
Yeah.
They say, because it's like the, I forgot who said this, it's the, these guys are like, The Watch, they said it's like Wikipedia show, you know, it's like, it's, and they don't knock it, they enjoy it, but it is like a Wikipedia show, it's like, they're basically reading Wikipedia for you, but
it's just
seen that way, you know?
I feel like there's so much shit right now, man.
It's just nonstop.
Man. It's like nonstop, you're getting, it's like, damn, like the last show I liked that I actually like watched out was The Boys, that Amazon show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I liked it just on the sheer like it's just outside of the box. Like what if a corporation like owned superheroes? Like what if superheroes? Because the old trope is like the superheroes work with the government. They're here to help the greater good. But it was like now what if like Apple owned superheroes? Like
is it
for the greater good or is it for? And you start seeing like how they do stuff in the show, like the way that like the corporation's thinking for the group of supers and all this, and you're like, oh damn.
But Disney owns superheroes, right?
Yeah,
they own all this. They own us.
They got Wolverine on the lease.
they got all that.
They own sports.
They own sports. They own Fox. They own comics. They own The Simpsons.
Well, Disney don't own Fox. Disney owns ESPN.
No, they own Fox.
They own
Fox.
FS1 too.
No, they own they own Fox.
My apologies. You're right. Disney owns Fox.
Yeah,
you're right.
They don't
own.
The only thing they don't own is Fox Sports and Fox News. But they own like Fox's like.
Yeah, all like the films.
All
the stuff.
Like The Simpsons.
Yeah, not the sports. Yeah.
The Simpsons.
Oh yeah, that's where they have The Simpsons. And they own Pulp Fiction,
and
the greatest movie of all time.
They own they own everything, man. Disney like owns like it's a trip, bro. When you think you start looking into like how much power like Disney has, like they make their own laws in Florida, like
shit.
Disney World.
There's no laws in Florida, right?
Florida's legit.
They just keep it easy, like save yourself.
Save yourself.
That's it. Hey, just be careful of the alligators.
The last great American state left. last
Texas is on the come too. Though.
Not anymore. Ain't.
Hey, so Ryan, I wanted to ask you though, segueing into something deep. I know that you experienced something very heartfelt that a lot of us never have, man. And I wanted you to just talk to us about that. Like, talk to us about that experience you went through and how it helped. How it shook your world. Or
you said my mom died?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, it just is. It's one of those things, you know, like, you know it's going to happen. Everybody, like, you go, you know, the rule is you bury your parents. Like, you know, it's just when it happens, you're never ready for it. It's like, it's just one of those things you're never ready for. And not only that, it's just, like, one of those things where, like, that type of pain, it's something I can't describe because it's just so, like, blinding. And not only can I not describe it, but it's just, like, it's one of those pains where, like, you just... That's something I would never, like, wish on, like, anybody. Like, it's just one of those, like, crippling pains. And it's just... It catches you off guard. But you have to, like... I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like, there was times, like, after I lost my mom, like... I went through, like, deep depression funks. Like, the bottom, like... I ain't gonna lie. I thought there's a couple times I was like, like, when how many ways I could off myself in here? Like, yeah, I won't do this. Like, but I'm a pussy. So, like, I just thought, like... You think about shit like that, and it's just like, well, I mean, if I did that, like, I'm just literally, like, spitting in my mom's face, because it's just, like, I can't give up because she's gone. Like, that's always something mom, like, always told us when we were kids, like, you know, there's gonna be dad not here, like, you guys, like, I'm gonna do my best, but you guys, like, have to keep going. Like, you guys cannot, like, and she always told us, like, be there for your brother, be there for your sister, like, be there for each other, because, like, when I'm gone, like, there's gonna be, like, some of you guys are gonna stumble, and you guys need to be there for each other to pick each other up and keep going forward. And it's like the best advice, I ain't gonna lie, like, it was one of those things where, like, it happened, and you're like, I the most exhausted I've ever been in my life, and like this is something like I've told people, is the day my mom died till the day I buried my mom. That 3 weeks, I was so exhausted because you get people calling you, you got to plan a funeral, you got your brothers, you got your sister, you got your great, like your mom, you got, and it's just like, dude, I just want to be left alone. Like that was ultimately like at first when it happened, it was just like I remember like Miguel was there. Miguel drove me to there. Like he, like my grandma called him. She's like, this is, she gave him the rundown. Like my mom's not going to make it the day. Like I can't have him, Brian driving. Like, can you take us? And Miguel was like, yeah. Like Miguel showed to my, like he woke me up and was like, yeah, you got to get ready. Like we had to pay for your grandma. And I'm like, all right, like whatever. And so like the second it happened, I remember I was sitting there. I just told Miguel, like hugged me, and he was like, and I just told him, I was like, yeah, I just want to run. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I just want to start running. He's like, where to? I'm like, I don't know. I was like, I just want to take off and just like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's just so overwhelming. You just want to be alone. Like that's it. Like that's all. Like, and like I, the best advice I got was from two people, Nelson and my cousin. Nelson texted me, or he called me, and he's like, look, man, like. He's like, you're going to go dark. Your mind's going to go dark. You're going to go dark. But you cannot stay in that dark place. He's like, this pain is never going to go away. He's like, I'm not going to bullshit you. Like, he's like, it's never going to go away. He's like, I'm not going to promise you. Like, oh, it's going to be better. He's like, but he's like, you have to figure out like how to navigate through the pain. Like, so he's like, some days, he's like, you're going to be like happy like nothing ever happened. He's like, some days you're going to wake up and you're going to just feel like it's all over again. And he's just like, well, whatever you do in between those, he's like, just do not go dark. And he's just like, he's like, just don't go to that dark place. And I always like kept that like in the back of my head, like every time I wanted to go there, I'm like, ah, like listen to what Nelson said, like don't go there. Then my cousin, like as soon as he found out, he texted me this long thing. And 5 years before his mom died, my aunt. So he knew exactly what I was going through. He texted me this long thing, like, look, cuz, I love you. And he's like, the best thing I could do for you right now is leave you alone. And I was like, what? Like, at the time, I'm like going through so much. I'm like, what? Like, whatever. And like, as weeks go by, like, he never called me. He would just text me like, hey, you good? And like, finally, like after like a month later, I went to his house and we just talked. And he just was like, and I told him like, dude, you honestly like I get why you said like I'm gonna leave you alone, because it was like he knew like in that moment like I just wanted to be left alone. And then on top of that, he's like, this pain, he's like, you gotta like, he's like, a lot of people don't want to like face pain, they don't want to face fear, they want to run from it, they want to numb it. But he's like, you're gonna have to like deal with this shit. He's like, you're gonna have to sit with it, you're gonna have to let it like, you're gonna have to let it like, you're gonna have to fight it. Like, he's just like, man, he's not fighting it, but he's like, you're gonna have to accept it, you're gonna have to like this is going to be better for you. He's just like, there's a lot of people out there that try to like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to just take pills and just bury my feelings away. Or like, and he's just like, no, you have to like, he's like, a lot of people, they don't want to process it. And it's just like it's the denial stage. He's like, a lot of people get stuck in that denial stage where they don't want to accept the truth. Like, dude, your mom's dead. She's never coming back. Like, it's sad, but this is life. Like, life goes on, like it just has to. And it's just like I always like kind of just that stuck with me too, like all right, like life goes on. And then on top of that, like I had to sit with that pain, because if I just tried to like ignore it and deny it and all this other shit, like I would be spot, like I've seen people like lose their parents, and I've seen them like try to like deny it. But you can't put like, you can go through the denial phase. Like, I went through that. You have to go through. It's one of the stages of grief. You have to go through the denial. Like, oh, my mom's not dead. My mom's not dying. Like, what are you talking about? Like, no. And then, but you have to get to that acceptance stage. Like, you have to accept that. Because now this is, like, the next stage is accepting it. Like, you've denied it, but you can't. And now part of that acceptance is, like, you have to, like, wallow in this pain. You have to sit in it. It's a pit, and you're going to have to, like, it's like fucking doing, like, an ice bath. It's like, you're going to have to sit in here, except like you could try to run out, but it's still going to be there. Like, you can, or, and it's just like different things like I had to cope with. Like, of course, like my mom, like she's like, I talked to her about everything, like any type of advice I need, I always went to her. So it was like, I don't have that no more. So how do I, you know, like you just, and then now, like, that, like, you know, like we were talking earlier, like, righteousness. Like, I try to, like, when I do things, like, I think, like, well, I don't want to disappoint my mom, like, so I'm not going to do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you think, like, things like that. Like, you start, like,
isn't it wild, man, how we all understand what darkness means? Yeah. Like, that they don't even have to tell you, like, you're saying Nelson told you that advice.
That's great.
Like, even without knowing specifically, like, you already have an understanding of what your dark place is, right? Like, because everyone has a different dark place.
Yeah.
And that's wild, man, how it's, like, just universal.
Yeah.
Like, with the mind that we just go into a pit of something, and then you have to, like, check yourself, or else it's going to be hard to come out.
Yeah, no, you, like, and that's the thing, too. It's, like, it's crazy, because, like, a lot of this stuff, like, I laughed, like, a lot when after my mom died. Like, I cried a lot. I laughed a lot. Some days I still cry. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, my birthday, literally had, like, a fucking, like, in my, I had my sister and my girlfriend. 3 a.m, I'm drunk as fuck. I started blubbering about my mom. I'm just losing like a fucking baby.
Yeah.
Fucking, ah! My sister's holding, my girl's holding me, and it's just like, it was on my birthday, and I started thinking about my mom, and just, like, that shit just hit me, and I just was, 3 a.m, just having a fucking drunken tantrum cry.
Right.
And it's just like, oh shit, like, I didn't mean to do that. And it's just like, some birthdays, I'm totally happy, I'm totally fine. This last birthday, I don't know what the hell happened. And it's just like, you know, you have, like I said, you have to, like, take that shit head on. You have to, like, there's certain things that are going to happen in your life, you got to take that shit head on. Like, yeah. You cannot, like, you can't run from it. It's like, you can't fucking try to, like, juke it. You can't try to shit. You got to just put your fucking head down and run through it. Because it's going to be there.
And it's crazy because a lot of people seem to always just try to distract themselves, right? And stay busy.
We stay distracting ourselves.
So they don't face it or whatever. Yeah. Any kind of loss, right? Where they just kind of, like, constantly doing something. And it's, I guess the only thing I ever read about just anything in general that's, I guess, could be applied to anything would be, like, the best way through something is through it.
Yeah, it's honestly dealing with it. It's processing it. It's just weighing it all out. It's like it sucks. And that's, you see a lot of it now. Like, a lot of people don't want to, like, and I'm not saying just death in general. I'm just saying, like, a lot of problems, like, people don't want to face them. And they'll do whatever they can to try to avoid those problems. And it's like, dude, you can't, like, it's like sometimes when you walk home from school, like, I won't take a long way home. Maybe that bully won't catch me. It's like, there ain't a long way home, bro. Like, you gotta take that way home, and you're gonna have to face that guy. Yeah. Or you don't get to go home. Or it's that simple. Like, you're gonna sit here all night? Like, you gotta do something.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of people now, they don't wanna fucking walk that way and face that bully. They were just like, I'll just sit here. It's like, you can't sit here, dude. Like, you gotta do something. Like, you cannot sit here.
And it's just, there's like the cyberbullying, and people are like, oh man, I don't want to join this group chat because someone's gonna jump on me on this. It's the same idea as, like, the physical bullies. Now it's all virtual.
Well, in a sense,
because you see someone go at somebody.
I would say sometimes
they're afraid. Oh, I don't want to go back at that person because they're gonna get me back.
I would say sometimes people might not want to express their opinion at times. I kind
of
sense
they're, because they're afraid of the backlash or how someone's gonna.
I see it in our group chat. Sometimes, like some people don't want to say how they really feel about certain shit.
But also, too, it's a little bit different, like, through text. If we were all in person, I think we'd all express how
we feel. Oh, we would.
Because you're able to get that out when you're trying to cram your opinion in a text.
It's that emoji at the end.
And then it's just, like, sending, and as you say, you're one stupid reply, you got, like, 10 other responses, and now you got to, and it's just, like, it's a whole.
It's hard to scroll.
I get, like, what you're saying, though. There's a lot of people that don't want to express how they feel, or they don't, like, say how they feel out of, like, some kind of, like, they're just scared of, like, people jumping on their opinion. Like,
yeah.
I've always been an outside thinker. I've never thought, like, I do think inside the box, but I also, like, while I'm thinking inside the box, I can think of other ways outside the box. Like, I don't think, like, I've never thought conventional. I've had teachers, like, tell me, like, you don't think like everybody else. Like, you just think, like, weird. Like, you're very, like, I'm very, like, I could be a smart ass. Like, you guys know I could be a fucking smart ass. Like,
that's when they took the straight jacket off.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and so, like, you know, like, I don't, like, my opinions, like, when I say something that's, like, crazy, like, you're fucking crazy. I'm, like, it might be crazy, but I'm going to give you, like, 5 reasons why I think this way or I feel that way. It's not just, I'm not just saying it to be, like, a troll or to be, like, a smart, like, I'll tell you this, and then it's, like, do you, now, I want to see your reaction. Most people, you're fucking dumb. You're doo-doo-doo. And it's like, yeah, see, you don't want to talk.
I fucking hate it when I feel like I have a killer joke. And no response.
Oh, that's
like
the
on a group chat. On the group chat, I hit up, like my boy recently went up snowboarding. And it was the dumbest joke, right? And we're like in a small group chat, but it's more like, even though we joke around and say dumb bullshit, like, and he went to Mammoth, the first like snow or whatever. And then like, you know, he was having a good time with himself, and then he had another picture and there was like this mammoth behind him. So I just put in there, man, next time don't put your mom in the picture.
And everybody was like,
that was his shit.
Oh,
there was no response.
Did you like your own joke though?
I was like, oh man.
Did you hurt your own?
But whatever. I mean, that guy's shit. And then a boy of mine put something else. Like the corniest joke, and then the people started like, I was like, man, get out of here.
Man, it was some stuff.
I forgot what it was. It had nothing to do with that. It was some other shit. And I'm like,
I'm not afraid of a joke bomb. And I love a good joke bomb. I'll air a room out.
Sometimes I feel like you go too hard about someone's shit. I'm like, man, it's a joke.
Like, see, that's the thing about me. I love jokes. Like, to me, nothing's off limits. Like, I swear to God, the first thing I told my sister, like the day after my mom died, my sister, she got out of town, tell my grandma's. And I haven't seen my sister, and she like ran up and we just hugged and she started like crying and I started crying. And I was like, you should have been there. And I was like, oh, you should have seen the look on mom's face. And she whispered to me and she just said, this is all Bree's fault. And everybody at my grandma's just started howling. My brother just sitting there like, oh man, that's fucked up. And he's just howling. My sister's sitting there crying. She's like, she's laughing. Like, oh, you're a dick.
So when you get through stuff,
and
man,
it's like,
that's the best way.
And it's, that's how my mom taught me to like get through things. Is like, you gotta,
you
like,
guys got a lot of humor from your mom.
My mom, like, that's where I get my humor from, is my mom. Like, my mom was like, she was ruthless on jokes. Like, she was ruthless about, like, mocking people. And
that's dope.
Like, so I get,
like, man, I can't believe he had a son with a little dick.
I remember meeting your mom once, bro. The first time we went to Vegas.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember she just kept fucking around with Black Miguel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, damn, Ryan's mom's hilarious. Like, she gets no fucks.
Yeah, no, like, so that's what, like, we all, like, we're just always, so that's why, like, when people are like, oh, you can't joke about that. It's like, bro, like, I'm literally joking about my dead mother the day after to my sister. Like, no, like, I don't believe in off limits, because it's like, if I'm willing to cross that line with my own, like, my mom, like, no one's off limits, bro. I literally, like, sat there and, like, told my sister's kids, like, stop being a dumb kid. I'm like, don't come, I get them.
It makes me think about when it was that we learned that people are different, you know, as like, you know, seeing my godson and all that stuff, like, it makes you think back and reflect when you were young by the little things. Because sometimes I see him, I'm like, man, everything just looks amazing to him right now, right? And he just knows beauty and happiness and, of course, some minor aches and pains and all that. But it's not attached to anything other than, like, physical pain or wanting something, right? But I'm wondering, when is it that we, because I can't remember that, when you start realizing, you start getting those social norms, right? And you start seeing, like, oh, what you can do in society and what you can't. And, like, little things like that. When you're, like, now as an adult, obviously you could rationalize it. But when you make a joke, you're like, oh, shit. Guess I can't say that in front of these people, right? Because we're all built different, man. You know, and so it's just those fucking growing pains and learning that stuff along the way.
I think you learn that, like, I think between
like a junior high, like
junior high, high school,
puberty.
That six year gap between 7th and 12th grade. That's when you learn all that shit. Like you said, like you learn. Like, oh, I can't joke.
I can't say that
because this dude knocked my fucking head off. I can't say that because this teacher's gonna give me a referral or I'm gonna get this. It's like,
and then I'm getting my head knocked off at home.
Yeah, exactly. So, but like, I was always willing to, I'll take the ass whooping for the laugh. Like, if it's gonna kill in the class, I don't care. Or if it's gonna get like, and I've never been like, and that's the thing too, is like, I've never been like authority. Like, of course, it scares me. Like, the idea, like, oh, I don't want to go to jail. Like, I don't want to go.
Right.
But like, I've always like kind of not bucked it, but I've always questioned it. Like for example, like when we were in like high school, like teachers would be like, oh, yeah, ask these restroom. Why do I have to ask these bathroom?
I should just go.
I should be able to just use it. Well, you have to ask. Well, why do I have to ask? Well, how about I just piss in your classroom and then I don't ask? Like, then what? Oh, then you're gonna suspend me because I didn't, because you said no? Like, so, like, it'd be, like, things like that. Like, or, like, if a teacher, like, hey, use bathroom? No. I don't know. Well, I'm just going to use it anyways. I asked.
I guess my disposition with just, like, things that how my mind constructs things, and that all came from the way that our parents, I think, just struck the fear in me. Like, for example, if I get pulled over by a police officer, right? Like, I'm already medically, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm just going to be respectful and be all like that. Because I think at the end of the day, I've been around people that are like, man, our rights and all that shit. But I'm like, those rights don't matter. They can kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, to me, so it's always been like, yeah, I have rights and I have all this
it's
stuff.
It's not even about kills.
But the thing, well, just in general, like, yeah. they have the superiority there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even though it's not right and against it's evading and taking away of your rights. But at the end of the day, it's like, doesn't matter, man. If they could overpower you with something or use it against you, what are you going to gain from it?
Exactly.
You know, so I've always kind of, my mind's always been constructed that way to see the angle. Be like, hey, what's the bottom line on this? Okay. Is it worth it? Is it worth the risk this?
Nah. Well, that's what I do. Too. I weigh the risk reward. Yeah. I'm going to tell a cop, quickly, like, go fuck himself.
Nah.
Please, sir, can I have my ticket? Can I just go home? I just want to go home. That's it. Like, yeah. Back to the point about why lies. Hey, officer, I promise I'll be good. I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? The lie.
Come on, man. I just want my ticket. I just want to go home, man. I'm just wanting, like, that's right. What. So it's like, yeah, like, I weigh the risk reward. I'm not going to tell a cop, like, I'll go fuck your mother. Yeah, now I'm going to jail for disorderly when all he wanted to do was tell me my taillight was out. It's like, come on, man. Like, it's just like, I just always, like, question. I've always, not quite, I mean, yeah, questions are fair, but I always ask, like, why? Why is this like that? And then it's like, and most of the time when you ask why, a lot of people don't have an answer. They just, well, because.
The
because
science.
Right.
It's not even the science. It's just because why. And ultimately, most things when you ask why, when you start getting down to like why, like, cause I'm a fair person. Just tell me why. And if it's logical, maybe, oh, that makes sense. Good day, sir. Like, now I know something new. Now I have a new tidbit of information I could add. But if you just sit in there and I'm like, hey, why is this, is that? Well, because that's the way it is. Well, why is it like that? Dude, oh, come on, dude. It's not my job to tell you. Come on, man. Come on. What are we doing? Well, why? Because I said so. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Because I said so. Well, who are you?
So if you could give, man, any advice in terms of people that have suffered loss and such, what do you think it is, man? Like, you can't hide from it. You can't run it. Face it.
You have to face it. You have to
surround yourself with good people, right?
You have to surround yourself with loved ones. Like, but the reality of it is, like, you have to deal with it alone. Like, you have to.
How was it for, like, your younger siblings? I bet that was more difficult for them. Like, coping with that.
To be honest with you, like, I always said, like, I was worried about my sister. Mentally, like, I ain't gonna lie, out of all of us, my sister, mentally, she's the strongest one out of all of us. So, like, my sister, I was, like, not worried about. I was more worried about my brothers, but, like, they've handled it fairly well. Like, they've handled it really well. Like, they're fine. Like, they're not, like, falling out. They're not hurting themselves. They don't. You know, they're not, like, drinking every night. Like, they're fine. Like, we've all accepted it. We've all, like, gone through the whole processes of it. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I tried to go to therapy for it, and that didn't really work out for it because two sessions in, they were trying to throw me on lithium ion. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, you haven't even talked to me long enough to
be. They try to what?
Throw me on lithium ion. Which is just, like, an antidepressant. It's just like, dude, like, come on, bro. Like, I come here to, like, talk, and you're literally just like, we're just going to give you this. It's like, dude, like, that's not why I'm here. Like, I could go, I could get drugs anyway. I get better drugs than you can get. Like, this is not, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I wanted drugs, like, would not be here. Like, that's not why I'm here. And it's just like, well, that's not going to work. Because it's just like, now I have to fucking go to 30 different therapists to figure out which one's going to actually give a shit about me. And then it's like, most therapists, they want to keep you coming in and coming in. It's like, the goal is to eventually end therapy. And it feels like most therapists, it's like, they just want you to keep coming back. And how long, I've been going to see my therapist for 8 years. And I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, wasn't the goal to, like, stop seeing a therapist and, like, figure it out at some point? It's like, damn, I don't want an 8-year, once a week fucking doctor's appointment. Like, and I have to, it's not even about the money. It's just like, damn, dude, like, I'm trying to get some help. I'm trying to talk to somebody. It's just like. So most of it, like, the only thing I could say is, like, hey, it's, like, you gotta walk it alone. You gotta just, I know they say, like, oh, don't isolate yourself. And it's, like, you have to, like, I'm not saying isolate yourself completely, like, don't, like, cut off all, like, no. But you're gonna have to, like, take a couple days, a couple weeks or whatever and just sit with it and deal with it alone. Like, you're gonna wake up crying. You're gonna wake up angry. You're gonna wake up confused. Like, why my mom? Like, what the fuck? Like, and it's, like. You're going to wake up bargaining, like, oh, why couldn't God take me instead? And just, like, it's just.
Don't go in the darkness, right?
Exactly. You just don't go in the darkness. You just deal with it. You deal with the grief. You just, that lump in your throat, it's there. You got to swallow it and keep going. And it's just, like, And that's the thing too. A lot of people like think like, oh, it's gonna go away. It's gonna go away. And then it's like, no, it does. It never goes away. It's your fucking like, it's a loved one. Like they're you're supposed to be hurt for them never being here again. Like for you to think it's gonna go away, that's silly. Like that's crazy. It's part of it's like you're gonna have. You have to realize like you're gonna have really good days. You're gonna have a whole. You might even go like 8 months and not even like think about that loved one. You think about them, but you don't like. It doesn't break down your day. You'll think about them in, like, part of your day. You're like, huh. But it doesn't ruin your day. And then, like I said, there's going to be days you wake up, and that's all that's on your mind, and you're just like, what the fuck? And it's just, like...
overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. You're like, how do I go on? And it's just, like... none of those, like, feelings go away. Like, they just, like... like, there's times, like, there's legit times where I've had the dream of, like, the day, like, my mom died. Like, it play out in my dreams, and I've woke up, like, screaming. My girl's had to wake me up out of my sleep, like... like, hey, like, you're all right. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, she's like, what's going on? I'm like, nothing. Like, there's been times where I've just, like, nothing. But, like, eventually, like, one night I couldn't deny it from her because it was, like, bad. I was having really bad night terrors. And she was just like, dude, what's going on? I kind of tell, like, oh, like, I just, sometimes when I dream about my mom, like, sometimes I have that dream. It's like, everything's the same. Like, the fucking, the dialogue, the times, like, everything's the same. The fucking, like, it's literally, like, it plays out, like, exactly the way, like, what I'm wearing, what my brother was wearing, like, every fucking thing, and it's just, like, it's just a dream, but it's, like I said, some days it's not there, but some days it's there, it's just, like, you gotta, like,
you know. I just like to go through it, right, man? Well, dude, you know, thanks for sharing, man, you know, glad you freaking stopped in, man.
Yeah, no problem, thank you guys for having me again, you know?
Nah, I appreciate you.
Is this the end of the roller coaster?
Yeah, I appreciate
it. A bit about it, man, I love the chat.
I appreciate you sharing that experience with us.
Want to take us out, brother?
I thank you guys for having me. Thank you guys for listening. You guys stay blessed out there. Stay winning, stay grinding.
Stay winning, stay grinding. Thank you, Silkwood.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you. And thank you, everybody out there, for liking, subscribing, and always listening. Undeniable Perception, episode 44.
God bless.
Peace.
We out.